It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a Friday.
Yes, it is. And it's a weekend.
Friday. Yeah, weekend.
But
today.
A rainy one.
It's a wet Friday.
It's a very wet Friday.
It started to rain last night around 10.
Yeah, right after dinner.
Around 10, and it was weird.
We were playing with the dogs, and we were like, why is it raining at this time of the year?
I haven't gotten wet on a Friday night in like a while.
It's like forever.
Diba?
Yeah.
Because it's been so dry lately.
And it's like February showers. It doesn't sound right. It's April showers.
Not at all.
Or, never mind.
What?
Never mind. Wala lang.
Yeah.
Mamaya na lang, masyado pang mahag.
Really?
It's too early for the kind of shower that I wanted to discuss.
Oh, not that one. This is a, like a cold shower.
Mga colorful showers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ay, nako.
Okay, so we're going to have to like get back to you guys because we're going to do a little switcheroo. Mm-hmm. Gino Boy will do the top 10 for today because I was hacked.
Yeah, I got an
email.
Everyone was tweeting me.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to be in the UK and
you were crying.
You were crying and
I don't even talk like that.
The name that they used.
No,
it's not the name that you would use.
And the thing usually. I'm writing to you with tears in my eyes. I don't write like that. I'm like, help.
Send me money now.
Now, you bitches. No, but I mean, like, diba?
Writing to you with tears in my eyes.
Apparently.
It's so not you, actually.
Because it's the videos that you want.
No, it's
yung mga
really
sites
Yahoo.
Na pinupuntahan mo.
You got hacked.
Yeah. I got hacked. Well, now I know. Because I thought it was an email from Yahoo. Apparently, it was a whatever, pretending to be Yahoo.
Yeah.
And it said, you need to verify your email. You've reached your account. I was like, I thought this... Like Yahoo Mail didn't have a limit. So I go, okay. So I put in my password.
And that's how they got
and
it.
That's and how that's they got it.
So now, remember you were telling me about that thing where they kind of like use your keyboard and whatever
keylogger.
You type in. So my nephew who works in the business was saying, you have to like have your where did you type it in? I was like, my laptop. He goes, have that reformatted. Because even if you change your password now, if you use your laptop...
They get it.
Yes. That's why I use a different computer to change the password.
Change the
hopefully it's done.
So, ano na yung password mo ngayon?
Gina Boy. No, but that's the thing. So, I really don't have a computer right now. And so, we'll get back to you as to what our topic will be.
All right.
All right.
All right. We'll probably do the news next hour.
Okay.
Yeah?
But we'll have to look for a news bit.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Get things in order.
No. Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Friday weekend, which is a rainy one.
I know.
Yeah, February 22, 2013. Raining like anything. Don't forget to bring your rain gear to work or to school today. All right, the news at 6:25. Hollywood stars Josh Brolin and Diane Lane are heading for divorce.
Uh-oh.
The actor who wed in August 2004 quietly parted ways late last year. And representatives for the couple confirmed the sad news to usmagazine.com, simply stating, Diane Lane and Josh Brolin have decided to end their marriage. They were last pictured together in December at the Los Angeles premiere of The Guilt Trip, which starred Brolin's stepmom, Barbara Streisand. It will be the second failed union for both stars. Lane split from her husband, Christopher Lambert, in 1994. The same year that Brolin broke up with actress Alice Adair, the mother of his two children, Trevor, 24, and Eden, 18, Lane has a 20-year-old daughter from her previous marriage.
And, you know, like, we get, like, celebrity split-ups. But when it's, when it's a marriage, it's, you know, it's a different level altogether.
Right.
You've got like people living together, boyfriend, girlfriend. Of course, a marriage is different. You know, they took it a step higher and
a step further.
It's a little different. I mean, the process is much longer. Well, in the U.S., there's divorce.
Yeah.
They have to go through the proceedings, and like, let's say, if Case 2 and Rob Patz were to split up, they just split up.
Yeah. They just move out.
And then that's it. They're done.
Wow.
You know, with this, though, they'd really have to have a divorce, lots of lawyers involved.
But they've always been on the brink of something.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought they were one of the
more solid ones. No,
yeah.
Remember? She had called in the police one time.
Yeah.
There was some talk about him hurting her.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember this one, though.
So, finally, after how many years?
8 years.
8 years. That's a long time to be together.
I know.
All right. Well, there you go. First news update, and it had to be about Splitsville. we've got more and hopefully better news next hours, in the coming hours here on The Morning Rush. For now, that's the news right here on The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, and Gino on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Let's do something simple.
Okay.
Gino's scared to do the top 10.
All right.
So we'll do something very simple. Thank you to Chiki Nini for suggesting this. But this was lined up for us to do. We are doing the top 10. We've done this like, I think, 3 decades ago.
Okay.
And we are looking for the top 10 weird food combo. You know how like some people like to eat certain things together?
Yeah.
And they don't usually
go together.
Send us the stuff that other people don't. Like for instance, okay, obviously, mangga at bagoong. That's a regular food combo.
Uh-huh.
But let's say mangga and ketchup. Hilaw na mangga and ketchup. They don't go together.
Okay.
But for some people, maybe that's a thing. And so what are those strange food combos that you enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got them, then send them in. Key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299 or you tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag weird food combo. No S.
Okay.
Weird food combo.
All right. So, again, don't forget to do it over twitter.com/RX931.
Yes. And, you know, we can do like as early as now. We have a lot of entries already. So we can do a first batch just to...
First half batch.
Well, wink, wink, to whet your appetite.
All right. Here we go. We're just going to take the break. And then when we come back, the top 10.
Yes.
RX931.com.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our first batch of the top 10. And thank you to
Chiki Nini,
thank you for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 weird food combo. Because, and you know, after this batch, Gina Boy will have to do this because I was hacked.
Alam ko na. What? This is the reason why you wanted me to do the top 10 because it's about food.
No, weird nga eh. Weird food combo. And you know what my nephew told me, the one who works in the computer industry?
Oh.
You know, a lot of it is, even the U.S., it's a really serious problem. Even in the U.S. and Europe, you know where they trace a lot of these...
Viruses?
Actually,
spam.
They're...
Spam?
Yeah.
Spyware?
China.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
And you know, he was even saying, are you sure you didn't get this when you were
during
the trip? They said, did you log in using like a Wi-Fi thing? And I said, yeah, at the hotel. Because I remember, I emailed you, remember?
Mm-hmm.
About a hosting, a wedding.
Yeah.
I sent you details and I had to log on.
Oh.
And so they say it's really, really, really serious. Because, you know, they say... hackers in China are actually earning millions doing this.
Wow.
So it's a multi-million business.
Business.
So it's going to be very difficult to address. Okay, so anyway, here we go. We've got our top 10 weird food combo. let's see. Jagger G was saying he actually enjoys... There are people who eat French fries and ice cream.
Yeah.
Remember? That I found that weird. They actually get their...
They order a sundae. A sundae cone.
And then they dip the fries into the ice cream.
Yes.
Not so bad.
No, but Jagger G says French fries and the soft serve and then tomato ketchup.
Ooh!
So, pinagsama mo yung dalawang sinasawsawan mo. Diba?
Ooh, that's a little weird.
That's what I'm saying. Even if we're doing a top 10 about food, it's not very appetizing. Sinko Wengtor says, candy sandwich. Yung bread tapos nasa ang palaman mo marshmallows.
Oh.
That's kind of...
Bread and marshmallows. Well, sabaga.
Ang palaman mo marshmallows.
I mean, think about it. You have
like s'mores.
Ice cream sandwich.
Kind of like s'mores, diba? Like, it's basically a
actually,
a
mallows.
Mallows, yeah.
It's just...
May chocolate lang.
Yeah, it's the marshmallows on top of a biscuit. And then it's all covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaya lang para it's less sweet pag bread. But you need something to coat the bread para it's a little yummier. Mash Plutonium says, pakwan at bagoong. Because it's not maasim.
It's not maasim.
It's
usually,
watery.
Usually bagoong has to be like manggang hilaw. Even ano eh, even... Do you eat, kami we eat talong with tasang sawsawan. Bagoong with vinegar. As in alamang, ha?
That's weird.
And then you put vinegar.
You know what's weird?
It's really good. No,
is
it's
that
really
you
good.
Eat talong. That's really weird.
That's one of my
Why?
Favorites.
Why? Sarap, ha?
I can eat talong all day.
I'm sure you can. No. I can eat talong all day long.
Yung inihaw na talong. It's really good. Tapos
yun
nga.
Eat the fried, the crispy fried talong.
Yeah, and the Japanese, what's that talong na may sesame seed?
Oh, I don't know that.
That in Japanese restaurants, yung parang with the parang teriyaki sauce.
No, isn't that like parang parang achara? Parang
no,
it's
no,
on
no,
the side?
No, no, no. Well, it's a side dish, pero hindi yung sinasabi mo. Ano siya talaga, parang siyang sweet sauce. Tapos meron siyang sesame seed. It's really good.
Hmm.
Sarap siya kaya. And Jedi Master says, I used to eat this in college. Spanish bread. Tapos sardines. Tapos melted cheese. But that sounds good.
Yeah.
Spanish bread.
Sardines and melted cheese.
No, but Spanish bread is sweet.
Sweet.
It's sweet.
Then you have the salty as bagay. Pero I don't know. I don't like ruining Spanish bread.
You eat it as
I eat it as is. Because I love the inside. Yung parang... Yellow
Tamis,
stuff.
Yeah.
May palaman Spanish bread.
Yeah, that's what makes it Spanish.
I always thought it was just the sweet bread.
No, you know, it's the fill. It's underneath.
Meron parang pasty sort of yellow.
Parang
sweet butter
stuff.
And sugar, siguro.
There,
yeah.
Ganun.
I think it's butter and sugar.
And then Tsunako Lucky Chan says strawberry ice cream with wasabi.
Ooh.
Oh, that's weird. I don't like that. Sinko Wengtor says, I put Tabasco sauce sa bulalo. I love making soups spicy. But then you do that, remember, in, ano, like, if you go to Fohua, you put the sriracha
sauce
into the soup.
So the one with the rooster.
It kind of makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And Avria Chocolat says, pancit canton with ketchup.
Really?
That is kind of weird.
Parang naging spaghetti.
Colleen has one.
Okay.
Spam and calamansi.
Spam and calamansi.
Right?
Dapat may toyo.
What is that?
Kung calamansi and toyo,
toyo?
No, like parang
toyo mansi.
It might work.
But it's spam. It's salty already.
No, but with the calamansi nga, it'll make it a little more interesting. No, like, kunyari, siomai. Di ba siomai is a little on the salty side na. But it's perfect for like calamansi and toyo.
I agree.
Although spam and calamansi is
weird.
And also, Mad Matt Mark says nacho chips. Nachos. Tapos alagay mo ng diced sibuyas. Oh, pwede naman. Fried ground beef. Oh, it works.
A taco.
Taco.
And patis, yun.
Ayun, ang panira. Patis.
Yun ang panira talaga.
Ay.
Bakit may patis?
Pero patis is fish sauce, they call it.
Yeah.
Is one of the new things that they're incorporating in cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish sauce.
Parang bagong uso to them.
Actually, it's true.
Yeah.
Diba when we hosted
Whereas
that?
Whereas we've had it for like the longest time.
Remember that AFC? Remember they mentioned it na there's this fish sauce.
Fish sauce
which is, from,
is gaining ground in Western cooking.
Pero the fish sauce in Thailand is different from our patis.
Yes,
it's a different kind of fish sauce.
Ours is more bad smelling.
I think mabantot. Yeah.
Hey, we're already the number one trending topic.
Yay!
That's awesome. Thank you, everybody.
Ito, si Dever Amazing. Saging dalawang pairs siya eh. Yung isa, saging at itlog.
Okay.
Tapos, yung isa niyang ka-pair, mane with Black Forest. So, parang, para siyang, it's a very, kasi hindi mo alam kung dessert ba to, mm-hmm. o savory, or, ang hirap talaga eh. Ang hirap talaga. Tapos si, ano rin, Emo Toffee. I love this for breakfast. Itlog, hot dog na may konting mayo. Di ba pag sandwiches, you really put it sa hot
right,
dog sandwich.
Right, yung konting
but what makes
lang.
It weird, wala siyang mustard and ketchup.
There's ketchup on the sushi. Do you know what that means?
Why do you have to go there? Why do you have to go there?
Para mo sinabing ano, tahong. Tapos...
May nagsumbong ba sa'yo about yesterday? We weren't convincing everybody that you were really the bestest one.
I wasn't doing anything. He was.
Diba talaga itong... You Judas.
I kind of don't believe you anymore.
No, seriously. You like, know, the you whole time, he now. Was trying to convince me and the world that you were the greenest one amongst all
really?
Of us. And I was like, you know, I'd like to
really?
Give the... No, I mean... To be completely honest with you, I kind of believed them, but I was like, you know what? We should give Del the benefit of the doubt.
It's okay.
Because
okay.
she's not here. And okay. Wala, he
notice
how
hindi ko na nilalaban.
Don't believe me. Okay. Eh.
So nobody believes you naman.
No, what's wrong and, with this person?
And Butter Baby was saying, ito akala nyo lang hindi masarap, pero promise, masarap siya. Lechon with peanut butter and toyo.
Lechon with peanut butter and toyo.
Toyo.
I don't believe you. Sabi niya kasi, you won't believe
weird.
Me, but
yeah.
it's true. And PD the Panda, adobo and saging. Pwede.
Pwede.
Di ba they put, what's that other dish na merong saba? Na
saba con yelo.
No, parang at na parang adobo.
Pachero.
No,
the other
one. Yung para siyang adobo rin.
But pachero has ano also.
And they put itlog, parang hard-boiled egg, tapos meron ding
so may banana, tapos saba. May itlog.
Tapos meron ding saba.
But tinatanong ko lang naman ah. Saba is a banana, right?
Yeah.
Oh, tapos may itlog.
Oh. Oh. Eh, iba eh. Meron kang expression so... sa mukha eh.
What expression?
That one. The one
this
you're wearing now.
This is my face.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird food combo comes from, let's see here, Caliburn.
Caliburn says,
he promises masarap to. Tinola na lalagyan mo ng ketchup.
Tinola na may ketchup?
Yung sa ano, yung, I don't know kung sa soup o yung chicken lang na pagkakainin mo na with the rice, lalagyan mo ng konting ketchup.
Pero even our friend Chi was saying, ginisang ampalaya with ketchup is also good.
Ginisang ampalaya with ketchup.
Why do people eat vegetables?
Why do they?
Because it's healthy.
What's wrong with you people?
Okay.
Okay, so that's just the tip of the iceberg. Obviously, we have a lot of entries pa. I'll pass this on to Gina Boy. You just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag weird food combo.
RX931.com.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1 and you know like I was going through the news right.
All right.
And there's this really one scary one. During a flight going to India, there were like at the start of the flight there were these three men na nasa rear nung plane daw na they were very rowdy.
Okay.
And you know what one did in the middle of the flight?
What?
He just suddenly stood up and tried to open the rear cabin door.
Oh, wow.
As it started pulling on the lever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it took... and actually, because they were rowdy, they already stationed a male flight attendant
near
permanently
them.
At the back. As in, he doesn't... Usually they go around, right?
Yeah.
No, he was like tasked to stay there to watch over them. Good thing he was there, and he had to ask... other passengers to help him pull the guy. They had to tie his hands with like cables until they get to the airport. Can you imagine
what
the
a weirdo.
Horror?
Yeah.
And you know, people started praying na daw. And because
if he opens that,
in opening that
vacuum,
thing, they're gonna pull everyone out.
Yeah.
And of course,
were they drunk?
I think they were. Mm-hmm. But the other two just sat there, mortified. But, you know, they started fighting and whatever. And for whatever reason, he started
wanting to pull on the door.
Oh, my
gosh. That's why it's also good to have male flight attendants.
That is true.
Because yeah.
Some
of the flight attendants only employ women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
they should have tasers.
I mean, imagine, they don't even have handcuffs.
Yeah.
They should have them. They had to find, like... Wire cables to tie
him down.
What do they call them? The cable, the plastic thing that
the strap thing.
Yeah, para you don't get plastic. Hurt now. Mm. Remember during the ano? Remember during the big hotel thing siege here in Manila. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they tied the press and cables. And remember they were saying parang and they had pictures. That's what they used. They didn't use actual handcuffs. Wow. But anyway, yeah.
That has absolutely nothing to
do with it. I was just so shocked because I fear ko talaga yun eh.
Yeah. Anyway, who do we thank for the top 10 today?
Chikinini.
Okay, so we're doing the top 10 weird food combos thanks to Chikinini for the top 10. All right, let's start off with something from Big Bad Baboy. Big Bad Baboy goes, any fried food plus kape, nasi nabaw sa rice.
Oh, but you know, you...
Again, say that again.
Any fried food.
Plus kape.
Nasinabaw sa rice.
Kasi that's common eh. Coffee with rice.
What?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yun yung sinasabaw nila sa rice.
But with fried something? Fried food?
Yeah, anything fried. Like, say, pork chop. Tapos yung kanin mo, lalagyan mo ng coffee.
No, because I would understand the whole fried food and coffee thing, but... na sinasabaw mo sa kanin?
Well, like in the province, in the Tagalog region,
really?
They put their rice and their coffee.
Oh, that's weird.
In the morning.
That's weird.
Even their suman.
Suman, I can kind of understand.
Yeah.
But that's rice.
But that's usually rice. Usually they do it for chocolate, diba? Hot chocolate. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, Densho 105 says, spaghetti with siopao for dessert.
For dessert.
Dessert mo yung siopao. Dessert
mo. Anong entree niya?
I know, right? Chezzy Mode says okra, bagoong, and onion rings sa movie house. Imagine sitting next to somebody na ganon.
Saan ka naman bibili ng okra sa mall?
Kasi okra, bagoong, you can.
No, I mean, where do you buy it in a cinema house? I don't think they sell that.
Oh, pwede natin gawin business yun. Okra, bagoong, near cinemas.
Adwende says mani and ketchup.
Really?
Kind of weird.
It's weird.
Like, imagine like cashew nuts and ketchup.
Weird.
Cashew nuts.
Actually, kasi ketchup is like the parang the umbrella sausawan. Eh.
Yes,
a lot of people just put the strangest...
Pork chop.
I mean, they put ketchup in the strangest food.
But I like ketchup and like seasoning.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Shut up, diba? Like that for chicken good. And stuff. Alright, there
you go. Very famous chicken, you put ketchup and then you put hot sauce and then you put... Worcestershire
sauce. Worcestershire or Worcestershire?
They say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Who you calling up?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce. Steak sauce. Pwede mas steak sauce na lang.
Pero iba pa yung steak sauce.
Oo, iba pa.
Kaya di ako bumibili. Nag-iwan na lang ako. para madaling sabi. Iwan na lang. Alright. Where was that? Oh, there. Sweet tooth, rice with gatas ng kalabaw.
Oh, I've heard of milk in rice.
Maybe it's like a farmer's.
They really put that, yeah.
You know, like people who work very hard.
Right.
Like, what do you call that? Manual labor in the farms.
It's like carbo loading.
You need to carbo load. Right?
And they really say, like for instance, parang Rice Krispies.
Oh, right.
You put milk. Di ba parang ganun rin siya eh? Like it's a cereal-y kind of thing.
Right,
Gab Bobo says, I used to put coffee in my cereal instead of milk. I also tried protein shake, pero fail.
I get the cereal. I've tried that.
Coffee?
Yeah,
it might work. Cereal. I haven't tried it, but it might work.
Mm.
But the coffee with cream and sugar.
Kung black coffee.
Kasi kung black coffee, diba? Weird.
That is gross.
Emotify says, pandesal with peanut butter, tapos piatos yung palaman.
I've heard of chips na linalagay sa sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh well, sabagay. Some pizzas have like a crunchy sort of thing on top of it.
A shoestring, like a shoestring kind of potato thing.
In a certain restaurant, na maraming sandwich. They serve it with potato chips. Any sandwich. Ako, I put the potato chips inside.
Oliver's?
No, the
Subway?
Other. Huh? The other one. I really put the chips inside and I crunch on it. It's actually good. Kunyari tuna or the crab stick thing.
Sabagay kasi if it's already on the side, it wouldn't be
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, it's so good. It's actually good. And with the sandwich talaga. And even chippy, I used to put it talaga sa sandwich.
Mm.
Well, Marky Boy says, alak plus vetsin para sa mga may balak.
They say it'll knock you out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Para daw siyang, para siyang...
Para siyang drugs?
Para sedative.
Yeah, that's what they say. I've heard of this. I don't know how true or how dangerous.
Yeah.
This is,
some,
yeah.
Some combinations are not really a good idea.
Yes, it's me talk says, pancake with bagoong syrup.
What's bagoong syrup?
Bagoong and syrup.
Ah, bagoong and syrup?
I'm guessing. Unless
well,
there's actually bagoong
sweet and salty really go together.
For pancake?
Oh, for pancake. That's weird.
That's kind of odd, right? Okay, last two. I like this one from I'm Kid 08. Tequila, asin, at kilikili.
Pwede.
Pwede.
Hindi mo na kailangan ng lemon.
Or lime.
pwede, pwede. No. Or si Madam Aurin.
Pwede na. Pwede na. Asin naman siya.
Pigain mo na lang.
Alright. And the entry.
The top?
The top entry for the top 10 weird food combos comes from Dan Too Easy to See.
He says...
Spaghetti tikoy.
Yeah, oo nga. Mm. Oo, kasi diba one
is... weird eh, diba? Para
dessert
spaghetti,
eh. Dessert
tapos
nga.
Tikoy, diba? Well, medyo weird eh.
Kasi tikoy is dessert.
Diba? Kasi para it's weird na para sinabay mo yung dessert and...
Pero ano talaga, ang tikoy masarap.
Mm.
Pag may itlog.
Mm-mm. Dapat talaga ginagawan siya na ano. So,
ganun
dapat,
talaga eh.
So to be correct, it's spaghetti, tikoy, itlog.
Yes.
Mm.
Kasi you have to dip it first in the egg.
In the
tapos
egg.
Saka mo siya ifa-fry. Para siya masarap. Pero don't forget, punasan mo muna bago mo isubo. Lalagay mo muna sa tissue. Kasi to absorb the... Hindi mo hugasan.
Hindi, yung itlog.
Pagluto na.
Huhugasan mo yung itlog sa labas.
Hindi mo hinuhugasan ang itlog.
Diba? Ako hinuhugasan ko dati. Kasi no, kung yung parang may, medyo may parang...
Some do.
Yeah, because para may color sa labas ng egg.
Diba it absorbs daw the water?
Hindi, you just clean the shell.
Ayaw mo nun, may tubig ka nang kasama sa
milo.
You
just clean the shell. Kasi some people do that.
Talaga?
Yeah, especially if it entails like... Kasi they're scared that the dirt on the shell goes to the actual when you crack it.
So that's why...
I have never washed my eggs.
Yun ang problema eh.
Kaya maasim.
Yun ang problema eh.
I mean, maalat pala, hindi pala maasim. Kaya malaging maasim ang ano...
Pagdilagyan mo na ano.
Kahit naman ang alat eh, hindi nagiging maalat ang itlog.
Diba?
Well, unless itlog na maalat.
Maalat
oh. No, pero the regular itlog.
Pinagpawisan.
El, tinawid na eh. Alam mo, nandun ka na sa kabilang side. Tumakbo ka pa sa gitna ng kalsada.
Hindi siya, alam mo yung tinrabaho natin yung pagtatawid. Tapos bilang...
Binasura mo buhay mo, Del. Binasura mo.
Biglang... Kasi dali parang humiga sa gitna ng kali.
Para, take me. But yeah, alright, so there you go. That's what we're doing today, the top 10 weird food combos. If you want to join us, just tweet us at RX931, hashtag weird food combo, and hashtag the morning rush.
This is RX93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Time for the news, the second one today here on the show. Star Wars geeks,
rejoice.
Or fans.
Yes.
Okay, we got news for you. It seems the rumors are true. Mark Hamill, who played the original Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, has confirmed he, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher are in talks to reprise their roles in an upcoming film.
Aww.
The actor has also revealed that franchise creator George Lucas insisted the iconic characters be written out if the actors didn't want to be included in Episode 7. Hamill told Entertainment Tonight, quote, "They're talking to us. George wanted to know whether we'd be interested. He did say that if we don't want to do it, they wouldn't cast another actor in our parts. They would write us out. We haven't signed any contracts. We're in the stage where they want us to go in and meet with Michael Arndt, who is the writer, and Kathleen Kennedy, who is going to run Lucasfilm. Both have had meetings set that were postponed," unquote. J.J. Abrams will be directing the new film. asked how Luke Skywalker may be involved in a new film, Hamill guessed, quote, "I'm assuming, because I haven't talked to the writers, that these movies would be about our offspring. Like, my character would be sort of in the Obi-Wan Kenobi range. I'm going to be a lonely old hermit living out in some kind of desert igloo with a couple of robots." Earlier this month, Walt Disney chairman and CEO Bob Iger confirmed speculation that Disney is working on standalone films based on Star Wars characters, not part of the main 9-part saga.
But that would be so cool.
I know.
To see them in their, like, the older versions of them.
Well, I mean, they already are the older versions of
them. Yeah, that's perfect yung timing. Yeah. Parang, you know, they would be at the age na parang...
And while they're still here.
While they're still here. At saka yung hindi pa weird yung...
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, they're older, but not super naman old. Pero, I mean, old enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tapos if it's about their children.
Because I think Harrison Ford is the oldest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, he's 70? Let me guess.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not as young as we think.
I sounded like Scooby-Doo there. Already? Right?
No, Harrison Ford.
No, but imagine if, okay... From what I remember, kasi, the children of Han and Leia are the strongest ones in the four.
Diba one girl, one boy? And twins, right?
Actually, Jaina, Jason, and then I think there's an Anakin.
There's a third ba?
Yeah, Anakin Solo. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Alam ko parang, tas diba supposedly they will put up a school?
Yeah. Diba, well, Luke puts up a school.
Luke puts up a school.
So, Luke puts up a school.
He's 70.
I can't believe he's 70
years old.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's Jaina and then Jason. Twins sila. Tapos, you remember how Anakin was supposed to be the one that brings balance to the Force?
Yeah.
And, you know, that didn't happen. And then it was supposed to be Luke.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen either. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Jaina, the girl, that brings balance to the Force.
Wow.
Pero parang there's a... Parang may story yata. Because there's a storyline that's in the books.
Wait a minute. So Luke never married?
No.
Ay, alam na.
Ay, alam na.
Ay, nako.
Talagang yun yung naisip mo.
Malay mo, in space, may mga...
The Force is strong in that one.
Sabihin yun na, straight, he is not. No wonder so good with lightsaber.
Lightsaber swings both ways.
Okay, this is the retelling.
Imagine if we directed Star Wars.
Tapos sasabihin niya kay Han Solo, give Chewbacca that one. We are such juveniles.
I know, right?
Okay, never mind. But that would be so
exciting.
Show
me your lightsaber, young Padawan.
All right, there you go.
Diba yung diba like sila Luke sila. No, they always wear these like robes.
Mm.
Tapos makita mo pag in his private moment, parang nagbi Miss Universe na siya with his little gown.
There ain't nothing you can do.
Kawawa naman si Luke.
I know, right? Hindi lang nag-asawa, pinagdudahan. Ay, nako. At baka naman kasi nagka-issue siya because, you know, he kissed his sister.
Oo nga,
you do
no?
remember this, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's really freaky.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That is the news. The second one here today on the show. We'll have more for you in the coming hours. For now, it's The Morning Rush live and airborne on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part two.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
It is the top 10 weird food combo. Well, that's the hashtag.
That's the hashtag.
Thank you to
Chickenini.
Chickenini, for giving us this topic. All right, so here we go. Let's start off with.
Are you okay?
Are you fine?
Oh.
Headset fail.
Oh.
Headset fail.
Damn it.
Okay.
What's bao?
Bao, like a...
shell. It's like the coconut shell.
And the food na bao, like minatamis na bao.
Okay, there. Soleil 568 says, my husband enjoys matamis na bao and mayonnaise as palaman sa sandwich.
Matamis na bao, yeah.
Pero with mayo?
Yeah, I
para
don't
siyang spread eh. Na,
it's coconut.
It's coconut.
Ooh.
Think ano, parang para
but
siyang...
with mayo.
Yeah, mayo is weird.
All right. Mactest person says, instead of milk, Oreo and black coffee.
Oh, that sounds good. Because really? Black coffee is bitter. It counteracts
the sweetness of the Oreo.
All right.
That actually works, huh? Parang may nakikita akong ano. Parang trend din. What? Diba? Like merong, si Lilo Boy, spaghetti, tinapay. Tapos meron ding nagpadala ng, ano yun? Suman at sukulate. Tapos meron ding pandesal, si Young Indy, pandesal, tapos may salmon, diba?
Ay, nako, I know where this is going.
Tapos meron pa hindi ko lang mahanap meron kape, at saka ano, penoy, diba? Magandang combination.
Parang coffee
pero
and egg.
Pero merong trend, ewan ko, hindi ko ma- ay, I can't ko rin, put my finger rin, on it.
Parang I don't want to put my finger on it.
Pero may parang pattern akong nakikita.
Is it the bad words in between?
Ayoko na naman, Del.
Delamar naman.
Del has this amazing talent of just getting us fired.
Bakit hindi ka cooperative today? Tumatawid kami. Kasi
right.
Hinihila mo talaga kami pabalik.
Alam mo yung okay ka na eh. Naka-cross ka na eh.
Ayun, si Mad Matt Mark. Yung kape, tapos yun nga, penoy.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to balot, ha?
Mm-mm. Clarice Reguyal says, patis at mansanas.
I can imagine that. Kasi, have you ever tried hilaw na mangga with patis?
Yeah.
Kasi, it's basically hilaw na mangga, which is very sour, paired with something very salty. So, if we put it in bagoong, and we can put it in rock salt, you know, logically, you can put it in patis as well. You know what I did before? I was such an addict sa hilaw na mangga. I would mix bagoong with rock salt and patis. And that's my sausawan. I wanted it like super salty.
But then again, you're not exactly the basis for normalcy. So,
no,
you know, come on, think about it.
There's nothing wrong with that. What I would do is put some bagoong on the manga, but sprinkle a little rock salt. Tapos i-dip ko siya sa patis. Tapos,
talagang ganun yung tunog pag dinip mo sa patis.
Ganun,
no?
Ganun, ganun yun. Kasi malalim yung
patis mo.
Ganun
anyway.
Talaga.
Midnight Craze says, tahong at mayo. It's weird. Diba? Parang, why would you put mayonnaise on seafood? I mean, fish, I could understand, but tahong?
Yeah, actually, kunyari salmon, if you can put mayonnaise on that.
Yeah, I put mayonnaise on like fish talaga.
That's what they were saying. See, some friends, sa bahay nila, ano talaga?
Who are these friends?
Alam mo yung
interesting. Sino ka itong friends na that?
Alam mo yung mga fried fish, yung mga fried galunggong.
Mm.
Yung mga simple fried fish.
Yeah. Set up yun.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah,
come in.
I do that.
Really?
Mm. But then again, I made the mistake before of using mayonnaise on gindara. Oh, God.
Ay, no.
That's horrible. Because it's so
super oily.
But it's so oily.
And mayo is, di ba, oil-based? Oil and egg. Oil and egg.
But set up. I mean,
oil
usually,
and egg.
Mga tuna.
Oil and egg.
Mga tuna belly. Mga sarap niyan pag ano eh. With mayonnaise.
Oo. And fried talaga.
Pero tahong, parang weird.
Kasi di mo naman fina-fry ang tahong.
Diba?
I mean, basta.
Hindi, pwede mo namang it. Pwede mo mag-fried tahong.
Wala, wala.
I'm sure pwede.
I'm sure pwede, pero
pwede.
They don't.
Tapos
pero hindi siya common.
Tapos lagyan mo ng batter.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Usually nasa
tapos,
soup.
Tapos pag nasa batter na, tsaka malagyan ng mayonnaise.
Hindi usually
ano.
Kala
ko nagkamali ka lang kasi diba tahong with butter and garlic? So batter.
No, batter. No, kasi diba usually siya para siyang oysters yung tahong with, baked tahong with cheese. They put cheese on top, grated cheese and garlic. Tapos ibe-bake mo.
Masarap yun eh, medyo basa pa yung ano, yung cheese. Yung medyo melted, diba? So, parang meron siyang parang liquidy feel.
Sarap. Pag binake mo, hindi na. Parang crusty na yung cheese.
Hindi eh. Sa akin yung hindi pa nagsosolidify yung cheese.
Mm.
Yung melted. Sarap.
Bahala ka. Recipe mo yan eh. Trabaho mo din yan. Kinabuhayan mo rin yan.
Ito. From Yogon. Saba na nakabalot sa pechay. Parang vegetable wrap.
Ang weird.
Ang weird,
that
no?
wouldn't taste nice at
that's
all.
So, oh, that's so... What a weird combination.
Diba Korean dish ganon usually?
Yeah.
All right.
They wrap it in...
Kimchi is pechay.
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 Kimchi is pechay.
Parang just a surplus of... Ne, kimchi is pechay, diba?
Yeah.
It is.
Here. Custer Winton. Custer Winton.
Winton, ah, Winton.
Winton. Winton Light! Pabili ka, Winton! Custer Winston says, puso ng saging at ampalaya.
Ay, kasi...
Pusong bitter.
Pusong bitter. Bagay yun, bagay.
I don't know if this has been said, but Uno Loco Poco says, saging na sinausaw sa black coffee.
Saging. Like we said, pwede pag matamis eh. You can put black coffee, you can pair black coffee with anything that's sweet. Because it's bitter naman eh, so it's okay. Parang it counteracts all the sweetness.
Okay. Labo naman ito. Callie Byrne says, nilagang baka plus posporo na kulay pula ang ulo.
What?
Siguro nahalo. Alam mo yung pag...
Uy, toxic yun, ha?
Oo.
Yeah.
Toxic yun, yung ulo ng
some,
posporo.
There are some people who believe the... When you inhale a lid match...
Yeah, it's bad for you.
It's actually cancerous.
Yeah, and the mismong ulo is bad.
So the shaft okay lang?
The stick.
Oh, the shaft.
The wood stick.
What do you call it ba?
Oh, nga, stick. Oh.
And they say that you shouldn't put that in your mouth.
Kaya nga
pa kasi
ba no kasi ba sometimes no, you know people use it as a
diba another
a toothpick.
Another toxic ano is the watusi.
Yeah.
It's more or less made of the same stuff. Yung ulo ng matchstick at saka yung watusi. So eh, diba watusi nakaka-poison yun.
Yeah, and I remember before when we went to like a matchmaking company, not like they matchmake people but they make matches. They showed us the logs where the matches came from, and it was like soaked in water, so they were like, and it was like really dirty water.
Because it doesn't have to be clean naman eh.
Yeah, so they were like, this is why you shouldn't turn it into a toothpick, because that's really dirty water. So they were like, you know, just keep that in mind as you grow older. All right, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird food combos comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco says
Saba and Santol. Parang, it just doesn't go well together though. I mean, despite the fact that they're both fruits.
One is
para
sweet,
sa kanya,
one is
weird
bitter.
Lang daw talaga. Oh, it's just a weird combination.
Wonder, if you don't sour. Eat the balat of the santol, okay lang, they're both sweet. Because the buto is sweet. The laman of the buto is sweet.
Minsan maasim.
Well, yeah. Pero di ba pag matamis, ang sarap siyang i-roll around in the mouth.
Oo, yung parang blablabla.
You go from, you let it go from one cheek and then the other.
Wait, alin to? Yung saba o yung santol?
Yung santol.
Ah, okay.
Di ba? Kasi masarap yun eh.
Tapos yung saba, parang ininibble-nibble mo lang.
Inuubos nyo ba yung parang mga fiber-fiber sa buto? Or yung after
yung
few seconds lang in...
And ano ba yun? Sina... What? What?
Ano, sige, finish your sentence. What?
You suck on the buto.
Yeah, oh. Kaya how long... Inihintay nyo ba na kalbo na yung santol?
Na kalbo? Sobrang...
Hindi,
kinalbo mo naman.
Hindi, totoo. Ako kasi kinalbo.
Sulit na sulit yung santol sa'yo.
Alam mo, maghinay-hinay.
Masyado kang gigil. Eh.
Ako kasi I don't stop. Hindi talagang kalbong-kalbo.
Yun lang ang problema.
Yun lang ang problema.
Kasi di ba iba parang konting ano lang, sip-sip lang, parang didudura na kagad.
Parang,
ako talaga gusto ko yung kalbong-kalbong-kalbo.
Pero you don't swallow naman the seed?
Sulit.
No, I don't.
Okay. Di ba sulit na sulit nga yung santol sa kanya. Parang walang bukas kumakain ng santol.
Ako pinakamatagal sa santol eh. Yung iba nakatatlo na, ako nasa unang buto pa lang eh. Kasi sobra ako maka ano eh.
Quality eh, no?
Tsaka kaya kalbong-kalbo. Yes. Wala ka makikita halos na white.
Sob na sob yung santol.
Sabi ni santol, wow.
I feel loved. All right, there you go. We're doing the top 10 weird food combos. If you want to join us, tweet us at RX931. And then just hashtag it with weird food combo and hashtag the morning rush.
Okay, what? There. All right.
Oh, wait, and still, thank you for making us trend. We are still currently the number one trending
Yay!
Topic in the Philippines. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it's time for our top 10 for today.
The top 10 weird food combos. Thank you once again to Chickenini for helping us out with this top 10.
All right, but first, can I just plug this? Something that for our students, the Athenian students.
Okay.
All right, so do you think you have what it takes to conquer land and water? Take the plunge at the Ateneo Aquathlon this March 3, 2013, a swim run event at the Ateneo de Manila campus. Register now and get a chance to win huge prizes courtesy of their sponsors. Visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/plungeAteneoAquathlon2013, and follow them on Twitter, AteneoAquathlon2013. Conquer land, conquer water, take the plunge, finish stronger.
All right, so here we go. Let's start off with an entry from the Sandwits, Yakult at Corned Beef.
Oh, well, for me naman kasi, I take Yakult talaga. But after any meal, not with.
I mean, during the meal.
Actually, I guess it becomes weird when you put the actual... You don't drink the Yakult. You put it on the corned beef.
Oh, that's really odd.
Tapos lalagyan mo ng Yakult yun. That's what I mean. That would be a weird combo.
Saka Yakult is, although it's sweet, it's kind of also sour.
Yeah. It's not all out sweet.
And people were telling us, remember the entry about the bulalo?
The matchstick. It's the soft and the carne.
Yeah, I've heard of this. I totally forgot it.
Really?
Yeah, my mom used to do that.
Why would it soften the carne?
I have no idea. They say put the matchstick there and...
But that's poisonous.
You know what's good with Yakult? Buko juice. Because we always have fresh buko juice at home. Mm. So you put like a glass of buko juice and then you put one of Yakult.
Really?
Yeah. I really love it. And it's parang feeling ko it's so...
healthy.
Uh-oh. Wala lang. You can try it.
What's up to Jem La Forteza? He's tuned in. And he has one that's actually really nice. I mean, it's nice and it's weird.
Yes.
Chicken omelette. Because imagine, you bathe the mom in her kids and then fry them together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Mm. That is pretty weird.
Even chicken with mayo.
What's about that? Because mayo is made of eggs. But okay. Okay. All right. Chenong says, nilasing na hipon at buttered hipon. Kasi magsama ang nilasing at binugbog.
Buttered!
Ay, nako. I don't know if this is true. Vilicent S is saying squash and chicken. Because it might cause leprosy daw?
Of course
no.
I'm pretty sure that's one of those.
It's a virus.
Uh-oh.
Custer Winston says, yung ano, ano ba yung dish na puwet ng manok?
Puwet ng manok.
Puwet ng manok tsaka peanut butter. Hindi daw masarap.
Really?
Weird though. We are talking about weird.
Kasi yung lasa eh, di ba?
Oh, parang weird ng lasa eh.
It's going to be weird.
Mas salty tapos biglang peanut butter, labo naman. Milo plus powdered milk plus tutong na kanin plus sago.
I've heard of Milo
Pwede.
And kanin.
This is coming from Chemistry Isidro.
I have actually heard.
We eat that when I was young. Steamed rice with Milo.
Really?
Mm.
Well, para siyang ano lang.
Champurado.
Oo, champurado.
Oh, here, Dine Girl says, may pamangkin dips hot dog in powdered milk for breakfast.
Mm.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Because I have a friend when we were young, she would buy a small bottle of Coffee Mate and pinapapak niya. She eats it like a teaspoon.
No, because I know anything powdered, people really tend to like
to papak niya.
Milo or Tang or I used to papak those. Basta yung mga powdered stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
Masarap ano ah? Powdered milk and cotton candy.
Powdered milk.
That's actually really good.
And hey, Chef Char candy. Is telling us that there's a custom to cook octopus with wine and then you put the cork in while cooking.
The cork?
The cork of the wine.
Why?
I guess to make the octopus tender. Oh, just like weird. The posporo in the Nilagang Baka.
Weird.
I wonder what that is.
That is weird.
What's up to Karkar who says her brother Makmak, used to dip bread in Coke or orange juice.
That's weird. I don't get it.
Alam ko, anything with fizz.
Alam
is
ko
weird.
Coffee, chocolate, but
a carbonated drink.
Yeah.
you know, people really have like weird
preferences.
Yeah, and sometimes they have their own things that people find so weird, but they like it. Like Jarell says, I eat shawarma with sugar. Shawarma with sugar on it.
Well, kasi when you cook naman talaga, sometimes you put sugar not to sweeten it, but to highlight the flavors.
They say
the moment you put like a pinch of sugar, kung ano man yung lasa ng dish, naha-highlight lang. It doesn't sweeten it. I mean, if you put too much, obviously, tatamis siya. Pero it's really a binder, you know, more than anything.
Yeah. Linus says menudo and cheese, but it's actually pretty good.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Really?
That's actually, menudo with cheese. I think anything with cheese.
Kasi that's tomato-based.
Peanut butter and cheese.
No, I mean like kasi pareho silang, pareho na silang parang on the side eh. Pero kunyari, menudo with cheese, anything eh. Kunyari, what's that? Arroz a la cubana with cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of so many salty food na pag nilagay mo ng cheese parang
tsaka depende sa cheese. The soft cheeses are also good.
Coco Hernandez says, gatas, santol, sausage, and escargot.
Weird.
I don't get the escargot. Ah, okay, I get it.
What? It's escargot.
Yeah,
it's
right,
a garden
right.
snail.
Suso.
Suso.
Diba? Yeah, that's what it's called. Ano, inano na suso?
Kohol?
Kohol.
Kohol.
But kohol is suso. A type of suso. Pero not all suso are kohol.
Okay. But right? Kohol is the one that...
So suso is the general.
Yes. Suso is a general.
Yung kohol is a type,
is a type of suso.
Yun yung kinagataan, tas masarap.
Oh, oh. Like you don't suso the garden snail. I mean, you don't kohol the garden snail. Yung nakikita mo sa, yung those big pointy ones. Mm. Not
you don't
that.
Kohol?
No, I mean like kasi kohol is a type, it's a smaller circular
actually,
snail.
Actually round. Right. It's rounder. Very round. It's not sharp.
Kohol me maybe. Hey, I just met you.
Nakakaisip. At saka, it's not hot. It's cool.
You're so cool.
You're so cool.
All right. How many? Okay, we have time for maybe like two more. Okay. Jagged Edric says, ginisang ampalaya, kapeng barako, unsweetened cocoa. Pagkain ng ampalayers.
Ampalayers? Baka mga bitter.
Oo, kasi bitter yung coffee.
Diba?
Para barako.
Right, right.
Tapos ayun, ampalaya.
Ampalayers, mga...
Alright, and the entry that caps off... Oh, and the top entry for the top 10 weird food combos comes from Yogan.
Yogan says...
Matabang na kanin na pinaalat ng luha ng mata, mapait na kahapon.
Wow. So meron ng matabang, meron pang maalat, meron pang mapait.
So matabang na kanin na pinaalat ng luha ng mapait na kahapon.
Ng mapait na kahapon.
Grabe, no?
Na dati puno ng tamis. Pero wala na.
Actually, that works.
Di ba?
Dapat dinagdagan pa natin.
Oo.
Alright. So there you go. If you want to join us for the top 10 weird food combos, well, tweet us over at RX931. Just hashtag weird food combo and hashtag the morning rush.
RX931.com. Hello, good morning, guys. Time for the third news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. The news. British pop icon Boy George has come under attack from fans of One Direction after he accused band member Liam Payne of snubbing a meeting with his niece at the Brit Awards on Wednesday. The Culture Club frontman took his young relative Molly Fitzpatrick to the London Music Prize giving as a treat so she could spend the night in the company of her favorite stars. But after snapping pictures with One Direction's Harry Styles and Niall Horan, she was left disappointed as Payne was rushed past the pair's table. In a series of posts on his Twitter.com page, George wrote, quote, Niall from One Direction, come to table 146 and meet my niece. Top marks to Harry Styles for stopping for a picture with my niece and bollocks to Liam and the disrespectful, the W word, of a minder, unquote. Boy George's message angered Payne's devotees and he was promptly inundated with furious tweets from the band's young fans, prompting George to reply, quote, One Direction fans, stop bothering me. There.
And he denied it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He actually said that, you know, that Boy George didn't actually ask for a picture.
Yeah, Payne shared his side of the story, insisting George never actually asked him for a photo. He tweeted, at Boy George, now, boy, let's not tell porkies, which is like the British slang for lies. If you would have asked me for a picture, I would have stopped, bro. I just did what you said and pointed Niall out for you.
So according to him, Boy George wasn't really looking for him. He was looking for Niall, and he just pointed Niall out. So it's a little bit of a he said, she said. She being Boy George.
Yes, I figured.
Well, but he's got loyal fans and...
In One Direction. We're like talking about the Beliebers and the...
Yeah.
They're going to be, to say the very least, fierce.
And protect their...
And protective, yeah.
Their idol. All right, well, there you go. That is the news. It's the third one. We'll have one more for you next hour. For now, it's still the Morning Rush at 8:24 here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Guys, mukhang absent ako bukas.
Grabe.
Yan ang tawag ng pre-prod. Diba yan ang tawag dyan? Pre-prod?
Pre-prod. Wait, sumasakit yung tuhod ko ulit.
Mag-isa ako bukas.
Tapos si Del yung naiwan.
Kasi kailangan kong bumili ng bra na panis.
Bra.
Bra panis.
Diba? Actually, you know what would happen if all of us would call in sick. Tapos pati si Sarah, pati si Ben.
Tapos magkikita kayo
si Dre.
May RX event ba dito?
Ay, no. Tapos parang, bakit kayo lahat nandito? Ako may, ano, may check-up ako dito. So may, ano.
Oh, Daniel.
Meron akong, ano eh.
The things you do to us.
For the love of Daniel.
Meron akong annual physical examination kay Dr. Matsunaga.
Yeah. Ay, nako.
All right, here we go. The top 10 for today.
The top 10 weird food combos. Thank you once again to Chikinini for giving us the topic for today. Hey, quick hello to Colleen. She's tuned in.
Hey, Colleen.
Hey.
Good morning.
She's just saying Chico and I just sounded like the uncle ghosts of Casper.
Huh?
When?
Uncle ghost?
The old ghosts.
Yeah, but when?
Which
when
one?
I think when you were. I think when you were trying to
impersonate
flirt with
you.
Daniel. Or maybe.
Wait, I don't remember this character. The uncle.
The two mischievous.
The bad
uncles.
Ghost. Yeah. Uncle Bayon. Because
there were three of them, but the fat one, the really skinny.
You got it.
Yep.
I thought brother.
Obviously,
thanks,
I know which one I am.
All this time, akala ko brothers niya.
No.
Uncle pala.
Uncles niya. Si Casper.
Yung ano, mat, diba?
I never thought they were brothers.
Yeah. Diba pointy yung ulo nila?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. As opposed to Casper.
Si Casper na bilog.
Pabilog yung ulo.
Patusok yung ulo nila.
Hindi kasi ano.
Ano?
Hindi kasi round.
Yan, Adele. Okay.
Hindi round.
Ano sila eh? European.
They're not Jewish.
Iba yung ano?
Mga European ghosts.
Anyway, let's start off with Gummy Marlo, who says, ice cream, halo-halo, mais konyelo, umuulan at malamig.
Eh, ang sarap kaya nun.
Habang umuulan at malamig?
Minsan.
Yeah, ako, I love eating ice cream.
I find that weird.
Like yung kunyari, like when I was in France.
Okay.
Hindi, totoo. Okay. For once, hindi to lie.
For once, he's actually telling the truth.
I was, siguro the sauciest I've ever felt in my life.
Mm.
I was in France, in the middle of Paris. No. I was in the middle of Paris.
Uh-huh.
I just came from the Lacoste store to buy a jacket because I was cold.
Oh, wow. It's a shock.
And, I bought ice cream. I forgot what they called it. Basta parang kumbaga sa Italy diba gelato. They also called it something there.
Pero kasi they also
and
do
it
that.
It felt so nice.
In Germany, I found people like touring eating in the cold weather eating ice cream. So I asked, why would you eat ice cream in this cold weather? They say the sugar makes you warm.
Makes you warm.
Remember when we were in Beijing, we kept eating ice cream.
Ice cream. Ang sarap. In the Great Wall. Ice cream.
Ito na naman tayo.
Pag mainit, kumakain na ice cream. Pag malamig,
kakain na ice cream. Diba? J.
Juichi AD says bihon and carbonara sauce.
Whoa, that's weird.
That's kind of weird.
Kasi it's like,
well, maybe para angel hair.
Angel hair carbonara.
Carbonara.
But you know, I've never been a big fan of carbonara. I'm always like a tomato kind of pasta guy.
I think it depends on who's doing the carbonara.
The carbonara.
Like, for example, I know some carbonaras that are really good.
Mm-hmm. Archive says,
oh, with that smile
si
on your indie. Face.
Hindi, tsaka pag yung hindi, tapos
tanong, meron yung katamaan eh.
No.
For sure, hindi ikaw.
Pandesal. Salmon.
Yeah.
Tea. Tikoy.
Yeah.
It's a weird. It's
hindi,
a
pero
weird
ito, seriously, when you're eating tikoy, you really have to have tea. Siya ang best drink for that. So, kasi it counteracts the... Kasi matamis ang tikoy eh.
Mm, pero parang weird yung pandesal and then salmon.
Hello, sandwich. Parang salmon sandwich. Delicious kaya.
I just find it weird eh. Parang salmon has to be eaten with like either
pero
mashed
pag
potato
yun, pero yan, pag yun ang ginawa mo, yung pandesal tsaka salmon, lagay mo ng mayo. Kasi talaga masarap talaga yun eh.
The best. Parang mas okay, no? Pero minsan kasi medyo ayoko yung salmon kasi parang meron siyang parang na smell. Parang,
actually, medyo malansa.
Malansa.
Of the fish. Even, yeah.
So that's why I don't really like them.
Actually, they say the deeper the fish
in
swims,
the
more malansa. Kasi they need the oil to protect them from the cold.
Madman Mark, are you familiar with pork humba?
Yes, of course. So, it's like I know. It's like adobo.
Pork humba, Jägermeister.
Yeah.
Kasi it's weird naman eh. Parang, you'll have like alcoholic beverage na shot talaga.
Ay, pero masarap ha. Kasi
tapos
meat eh.
Pork humba.
Jesus.
It's weird, di ba? Alam mo kung sino nakakuha na eh based on the reaction. Di ba?
Yeah, parang weird eh. Si Caliburn says, santol, bayabas, tapos paminta. Weird daw na combination. Parang pepper, santol, and then bayabas. But it's weird, diba? Paminta is pepper, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's weird daw eh.
Hindi ko gets yung bayabas. Gets ko yung ano, santol, tsaka
yung paminta.
Pero ano yung bayabas?
Ewan ko, ano ba tinatry nyo gets? Kasi sa akin, it's just a weird food combination.
Ganon.
Oh. Ganon. I don't know why.
Ito, hindi ka pwedeng ano.
Huh?
Hindi ka pwede dun sa walang iwanan.
Kasi nangiiwan ko kayo. Nakita ko nasa highway na tumakbo ako.
Nakita mo kami hobbling across the street tapos ikaw talaga tinakbohan mo kami.
You know, I'm having a really hard time with the names. Danky F. Salvador. Cookies and cream and then ketchup.
Weird.
That is weird.
Wait, cookies and cream ice cream or cake?
I'm guessing ketchup. It's ice cream.
Oh,
that's
gross.
That's
really weird. Kasi more common ang cookies and cream na ice cream than cake.
Yeah.
Diba?
Tsaka ang ketchup kasi it's hard to peg. I mean, it's salty but it's also sour.
A little
so
sour.
Parang, kasi salty and sweet pwede, pero sour and sweet, parang it hardly matches.
Yeah. As World War says, pork and beans, tuna, and then banana.
Pork and beans.
Tuna.
And then banana.
That is weird.
Right?
That is weird. Because I can imagine tuna and pork and beans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd eat that.
Tuna and pork and beans.
Hindi, parang, diba, like kunyari.
Parang ulam lang.
Oh, parang ulam. Tapos beans kasi is carbs. So parang it's a good
protein carbs thing. Isn't beans also protein?
It's also protein. Mm. It's one of the starch. few food na parang it's so complete.
Yeah,
you've got your energy from the starch and then, but it also gives you protein.
Mr. Maria says, U.S. Angus beef and white rice. Because it's parang a mix of cultures eh. Parang, you know how usually dapat kasi potatoes yung kakainin mo with steak.
Ako, I eat that.
Ako, I eat steak and rice.
Steak
actually.
And rice.
Yeah. Steak and rice is good.
Yeah.
Well, because we are Asians.
Yeah.
Because the others would find it so weird. Like in Australia, it's parang they really eat their steak naked.
As is, yeah.
They don't even like to put any sauce. They don't marinate. Yeah. As in literally.
They like the taste of meat.
As in kulang na lang, they'll pick up the cow from the field and put it on the griller and then that's it.
Hindi naman, papatay naman muna nila.
Tatanggalin yung skin. Hindi, pero like when you eat it, you're really like, ako, well, but then I was a bit younger then. Talagang ang reaction ko was like, this is so flavorless. But to them, that's the taste of the meat.
Ako kasi,
and they
like,
really want it like that.
As bare as salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chenong says tofu and ketchup. It's just a weird combination. But why would you put ketchup on tofu?
Kasi dapat toyo mansi.
Not ketchup, no? Parang weird, no. Eh. Parang, ketchup.
Ang yang-yang tofu na yan? Ayoko talaga yung
tofu. Ayoko yan.
Yan tofu?
Ayan na.
Kaya pala hindi anak mapigilan ng tokwa.
Oo, tokwa. Kasi ang tokwa, pwede rin tofu.
Tofu.
Ngayon, yung tofu.
Masarap yung puds na yan, eh.
Yung tofu.
Lagyan mo ng ketchup.
Lagyan mo ng ketchup.
Okay yan.
Okay talaga yan.
Yung tofu, lagyan mo ng catsup.
Katsup.
Hindi talaga
katsup. Hindi, yung tofu, lalagay mo ng katsup. Ba, di ba? Kasi di ba, parang
kasi
may
kulang
toyo
yung tofu
na,
lang eh.
May toyo
may
na.
Ketchup.
May
pa.
Ketchup pa. Di ba? Kasi parang imaginein mo.
Parang bitin yung tofu lang. Dapat tofu, ketchup. Ketchup.
Makukulong kayong dalawa. Makukulong kayo.
I'm just saying, di ba?
Alright, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird food combos comes from Mashed Plutonium.
Mashed Plutonium says,
natadikoko at binating itlog. It's just weird, kasi di ba natadikoko is sweet, tapos ano, parang...
Ano yun? Depende sa luto kasi.
Oo. Scrambled siguro. Kasi
So
scrambled.
Hindi na pwedeng sunny side up. Kung binati mo na yun.
Binati mo na eh.
Hindi mo na pwedeng.
Hindi na pwede.
Hindi na pwedeng sunny side up. Hindi na pwedeng hard boil. Kasi...
Alright, so there you go. The top 10 weird food combos. That's what we're doing today. If you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to include the hashtag weird food combo and hashtag the morning rush.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Alright, do we get right to it?
Yes, we can.
Jumping into the top 10 weird food combos. Thank you once again to Chickenini.
Yes, for suggesting this.
For suggesting this top 10.
Yeah.
Alright, let's start it off with Go Van Gogh. Cucumber at mayo. Weird.
Oh yeah, pero those are like usual. It's mga staples yan in sandwiches. They're not the main.
Yeah, but
thing.
You don't just eat.
You
it
would
with
always
just
put
that.
Cucumber parang, in mayo.
You don't dip cucumber into mayo.
Alam mo why not?
Parang weird. Eh.
Hindi di ba like yung mga vegetable sticks?
Pero not the whole thing, yung tip lang.
Yes.
Hindi
ko ano yung isusumbo mo. Kasi syempre, di ba? Ba't mo naman lalagyan lahat kung di
mo. Hindi kasi malay mo, pwede mo rin kasing i-ano eh. Like, you know how,
kasi
like,
you don't want it in your fingers eh.
Yeah, like kunwari, parang ano, you know how like donuts? May yeah. Parang Bavarian filled cream.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, parang ganun. Pwede mo rin, baka pwede mo rin gawin sa cucumber yun. I don't know.
Pwede rin.
Pwede ba? Pwede
rin. Basta sa usawan eh. Sa usawan.
Okay. Rice and asukal. Tonyo Marcopio says.
Oh, it's like ano? It's
rice
like,
and asukal.
Parang Rice Krispies.
Suman is rice and you dip it in sugar.
So, kaya diba Rice Krispies?
Oh.
Parang...
Well, I guess so.
Pwede yun, pwede yun.
Adonis Mabangis says California Maki and Kinilaw.
Kinilaw.
Parang...
Hindi ah, kasi Maki could have like...
ano? Could have what?
Maguro? Ano?
Maguro.
Maguro.
Oh.
Nako, Chico. Ayoko mawala ka.
Oh.
Maguro pala. Maguro, di ba? No, kasi this Japanese name.
Maguro.
Oh my God. Hindi, di ba,
did you see how close to death he was?
Maguro,
as he was crossing the street.
No.
Trust hindi lang hagip yun. Nasagasaan ng 10-wheeler dapat yun. Tapos inatrasan pa ulit.
Hindi kasi di ba ang Maki? Oh, Maguro yon. Yun ang gusto kong point. Ang kinilaw, di ba, it's kinda raw din. Hindi mo siya niluto eh, binabad mo lang siya.
Parang ano na.
Sushi kasi, is
yan,
Maguro.
Yan ang kakainin mo sa kulungan.
Doon ka na magpaliwanag.
Anong araw? Maguro.
Maguro. Ay, nako, chico.
Yeah.
Ay. For Rene Boy says, soup number 5 in lengua. just you know what we're talking about. It's just a weird combination.
But naging ganito yung mga food combo na.
Oh,
na punta dito.
No, like this next one, tinapay, palaman ketchup and then dip sa orange juice.
Tinapay.
Ketchup?
Yeah, tinapay, ang palaman tapos ketchup tapos orange juice.
Ah, weird nga yun.
Weird, 'di ba?
Weird 'yun. For sure.
No, I don't know what this other one is. I'm scared. I don't want to say it.
Then don't. If you're scared.
I don't know if I can read this. Eh. Wag na. Never mind. Let's not do that.
Wag na.
Jemming says, I had a friend who ate balut with bagoong.
Balut with bagoong.
But the friend found it really, really good.
Eh, kasi diba you put salt naman in
balut.
Mm.
You do.
Neil Yamato says, adobo and ratatouille. It's just a weird combination.
And yeah, pwede kasi walang vegetables ang adobo eh.
Yeah.
Maka-adobo.
Ay, nako.
Isa ka pa eh.
Ba't ganyan?
Alam ko matagal na kayong magkaibigan pero huwag naman kayo magsama sa kulungan.
Bakit ganun?
Ay, nako.
Bakit ganyan?
Mangga and ketchup. King Josh Aya says.
Well, kasi it's high in salt.
Mangga and ketchup.
Ketchup is really, really high in salt.
Pero sour.
Pero ano, yeah.
A little sour. But it's weird. It really has high salt content.
Mang kalapati. Parang nakain mang kalapati. Hindi naman, di ba?
Meron.
Meron ba?
Oh, really?
Pigeon in Chinese restaurants.
Oh, kasi somebody saying ano daw eh.
Yeah.
So, pigeon and cola.
Pigeon.
And cola. I don't know. It's just
kalapate.
Parang feeling ko okay lang naman.
Kalapate.
Eh. Kalapate. Cola.
Hmm?
Okay lang naman, di ba? Soda.
Pigeon?
Kalapate. More like kalapate.
Pigeon?
And then cola.
Pigeon, cola?
Try kalapate.
Kalapate. And then cola. Oh my God.
Sorry, I don't get it. Ang babastos.
The fat kid outside says butter with liver spread.
Oh, that's weird.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah. But it could work.
Kasi alam ko most people put butter on their bread anyways and then put whatever.
Yeah.
A butter. Andito butter. Peanut butter.
Kasi peanut know, butter lang,
di
ba?
Butter and then liver spread. Tonyo Marcopio says, may kasambahay kami dati. Mechado na, nilagyan pa niya ng ketchup, pati spaghetti.
Oh, wow. Puro tomatoes. Parang sumobra yung tomatoes.
Aka23 says, crackers dipped into a glass of soda.
Crackers.
Dipped into soda. It's like dipping bread into soda.
Although I think kids do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang it's not that bad.
It's not that, that good bad. Either.
Parang, parang it just doesn't make sense. Hindi naman siya awful, di ba? I mean...
Adonis Mabanges says, fishball and bolognese spaghetti.
Fishball.
Kasi parang, di ba? Parang
bolognese.
Canto food. And then you have like Italian food. It's just not a very good mix. And the entry that caps off the top entry for the top 10 weird food combos comes from Dan to Easy to See.
Dan to Easy to See.
So speaking of like street food, pakwan yung binibenta sa kanto, tapos
yes,
buko sure juice every morning. Wala lang, yun, weird lang. Parang ano, weird siya na.
It's very
weird
ano,
na masarap.
Tsaka very high in liquids. Very high in liquids. Kasi watermelon.
So, pakwan muna. Pero medyo, hindi ko nga lang sure sa hygiene kasi.
Actually, you can call pakwan pee.
Mm.
Diba? Pee. Parang for short. May yung mga nickname nila eh. Diba? Kunyari, pakwan juice, PJ.
Tapos
FYI, yun lang naman ang nininicknaman eh.
Diba?
Wala nang
okay. Good job. Alright, we are talking about the top 10 weird food combos.
Yes.
It's weird for a different reason.
Oh hey, but before we ask them to join us, can we just say advanced happy birthday to Butter Baby's dad or Butter Baby's tatay, Nilo. Happy birthday, sir. All right. And so if you want to join us, just hashtag, well, tweet us at RX931, hashtag weird food combo, and then hashtag the morning rush.
All right. And here we go. Let's do this.
Your Kikai Barkada. The morning rush.
All right, here we go with the final news update here on The Morning Rush. Pitbull didn't just win his legal war with Lindsay Lohan. He annihilated her. That's according to TMZ. They broke the story when Lohan sued the rapper in 2011 for using her name in his hit song, Give Me Everything, when he dropped the line, quote, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Lohan claimed Pitbull never got permission to use her name and therefore he had no right to profit off of it. But today, a New York federal judge sided with Pitbull, ruling that Lindsay is dead wrong on the law because the song is a work of art protected by the First Amendment, plus Lindsay's barely even mentioned in it. The judge also ruled Lindsay's allegations that she suffered emotional distress are also BS.
Wow.
The case has been dismissed.
No, because like, for instance,
I think she was just trying to make money out of it.
Yeah.
Betty Davis eyes. They didn't have to ask Betty Davis to use her name. Because
or Moves Like Jagger.
Moves Like Jagger. Mm.
He was in the video.
He was part of it. But if it's image, you have to ask permission.
But also, of course, those two songs are not disparaging. So I don't think they would, you know, sue for something like that.
Like Eminem.
Eminem has so many bad, he's
bashing them, but he doesn't have to ask permission.
Yeah. You know, this is the, as usual, Lindsay in trouble again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard the news that she had borrowed this dress.
The dress for MFAR.
Yeah. And then she ripped the dress during the after party.
Mm-hmm.
And so what she did was, remember, this is a designer dress. She tried to fix it herself, to hand sew it. She cut the dress, the gown.
Whoa. It's a long gown, and she made it into a cocktail dress.
And then she returned it to the designer. Of course, to the designer, she murdered that dress.
Of course. It's like, are you crazy? What makes you think you can just cut it? I don't even know why they're lending her dresses.
Alam mo, Lindsay, kami na lang to the Philippines. Ako na mag-aalaga sa'yo.
Talaga eh. Diba napaka...
D-O-M.
D-O-M.
D-O-M is about that. I just want to, you know,
take care of
be
her.
Part of her rehabilitation.
D-O-M.
I want to be part of her rehabilitation and, you know,
and her education.
Be essential in you know, her going
well-being.
Back. Yeah, exactly. Going back to, you know, normalcy.
Sige, Gina. Fine.
What's wrong with that? Sure, fine. You know, she'll probably have to bunk with me at home. Pero ano, I mean, that's part of the rehab process.
You're not helping her.
Well, that's what you think.
Well, anyway, that's it for the news. The last one today here on the show. But there's more to come on Livewire. Join Rico Robles and Francesca at 10 o'clock only here on Monster Radio.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 4.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for our Top 10 for today.
But first, let's say hello and good morning to Bern.
Hello, Bern.
Good morning.
Hi, Bern. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. I've been about so early this very rainy Friday.
Baka may racket.
Baka may racket, yeah.
Tatawa ako sa mga Instagram ni Bern.
Bakit?
Pinapost niya yung mga picture ng mga gusto niyang makadate. As in, yung mga wish list
parang
niya.
Parang wish list din, no?
He posts pictures. Gusto ko talaga makadate si ganito eh. Parang, oh, kung hindi pwede si ganito, ito na lang. I was laughing my head off. Hi, Bern.
Hi, Bern.
And to the rest of the Becky Knights
crew. Of course.
Yeah, good morning.
And to the Geeky Knights.
Geeky Knights as well.
So good morning to you guys. All right. Let's start it off with, the top 10 weird food combos. Thank you once again to Chicky Nini for giving us this topic for today.
Started off with Pauline May. Munggo with vinegar, salt, and calamansi as sausawan.
Eh, diba, paano may
liquid na ang munggo?
Yun nga eh.
Kasi diba you also, soup eh. Pero you also put, diba, mga condiments sa congee.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonton soup.
That's weird.
Hurricane was saying Oreo and peanut butter.
Parang Oreo. It's like, hey, that sounds good.
It's like overload.
That actually sounds good. Hindi kasi like peanut butter naman. What I like about peanut butter is it's not really like super sweet.
Ooh, you know what? You know what? I was really surprised with the first time that I tried like Wicked Oreos.
Oh, what's that?
Yung it's Oreos that are deep fried in pancake batter. No. Tapos may Nutella sa taas. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good.
Pero puro sugar yun. Like,
and because you fried it. Sugar and oil.
And oil.
Tapos deep fried pa, diba?
Diba?
Pero grabe, if you try it, oh my God. Mm. It's something else. But there's one from Errol. Champorado with hinimay na monay on top, almond chocolates, and root beer.
Hinihimay mo bang monay?
Oo, yung parang yung
parang shredded.
Yung carrot, oo.
Ah, okay.
So yun yung ginawa niya. Hinimay niya yung ano.
Wait. Nag-confuse ako sa monay tsaka sa mamon. Which
mamon.
Is
which? Mamon is smaller. Monay is a type of bread.
Yeah. Diba bread yun both?
No. Well, they're both bread. But mamon is sweeter. Much.
Mamon
and
is
fluffier.
Usually yellow.
And it's fluffier.
Yellow na parang giant cupcake.
Ah, parang pillow.
Yes.
Yeah. Ano yung monay?
Monay is that round tinapay.
Like a dinner roll?
Yeah, but denser.
I don't know monay.
You know monay. Monay.
Basta, kind of looks like a bum. That's why, di ba monay yung tawag nila sa ano? Ganun yung
kasi
shape.
Kasi bilog niya. Eh, parang butt.
Parang butt.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Si Janelle. Si Janelle Monay.
Monay.
Nakakapikod.
Yun yung animan binibenta. Yung monay. Di ba?
Yeah.
Parang dinner roll na.
Hindi, iba yun. Iba yung anim.
Ay, iba yun?
Iba pa yun. Mm. The dinner roll thing is different. Okay, let me...
Basta alam ko, monay is denser. You. Medyo mabigat siya na bread.
As in, it looks like
yung
a
may coconut sa loob.
Hindi, iba to. Plain ang monay.
I have no idea. I always hear it, monay.
Pandikoko sinasabi mo.
Pandikoko.
O yun, tanggalin mo lang yung koko.
Pan?
Mm-hmm.
That's a monay.
I see.
Sometimes
the
there's
heck?
A bigger
ay,
version
yan.
Also.
I don't know that.
This is monay.
Pero ganun din yan eh, dense. That's
basta his... dense bread.
Oo, mabigat siya.
Mga kasing dense mo.
Hindi pa rin walang moment.
Alright, where was that? Masplatonium says, weird food combo for breakfast. Breakfast, kape, at bungangera mong nanay.
Ah, yun. Madalas yan, ha? Common na breakfast yan. More common than you think. Yung habang kumakain ka.
Tapos kain ka na lang ng actually, kaya ka rin tataba eh. Kasi chances are, just to avoid talking, you keep eating.
Yeah.
Diba?
Like the song, yung krakatak. Alam niyo, krakatak. Yung hiyak. Nalasan mo. Hiyak. Belasan mo, hiyak.
Bilisan ko.
Belasan mo, belasan ang pagtakbo. Rakatakatak, rakatakatak, hiyak. Hindi niya alam yan?
Nope.
Thank God.
No, right? Obviously, we have so much, we have better taste in music.
One of my pamangkin's yaya would sing that every morning.
Kaya ginawa niya lang.
Memorized na namin.
A lot of people are really saying the whole kanin tapos nasabawan ng kape.
Yeah, that's just, common.
Yeah, it's common.
Common yan.
In the Tagalog region.
Anyway, Paolo Mendoza says watermelon and cheese whiz.
Watermelon and cheese whiz. May possibility. I see it. I'd eat it. I'd try it. I'd tap it.
You tap it.
Ayun!
Who are you thinking about?
I'd try it.
Tonyo Marcopio says pechay, tahong, and whipped cream.
Weird yun.
Medyo weird.
Tsaka anong luto ng pechay?
I don't know. Siguro ano, parang yung dinip mo lang sa tubig na mainit. Ano yan?
Blanched.
Blanched, is that
blanched,
what it's called?
Yeah. Because
yeah.
we cooked tinola yesterday and we couldn't find the sile leaves.
Mm.
So, malunggay. Wala rin malunggay. So, we only had pechay. So we
pero
like,
over the vegetables, anong mas trip mo? Talong o ano? O pechay?
Is this a trick question?
Parang may
sabihin yung choice
eh.
Ko lang.
I like both eh.
No, but if you had to pick
he's
one.
He's curious that way. very curious about vegetables.
No, I like both.
Yes.
Tsaka depende sa luto. Kunyari, pechay...
Ano bang best luto ng pechay?
Sa mga sabaw.
Sabaw.
Sa
mga like nilaga.
Chinese food, di ba?
I love pechay and nilaga.
Ang Chinese food, maraming pechay, di ba?
Hmm. Tapos talong naman, if it's the kanina nga sinasabi ko.
Yung mga tortang talong.
Inihaw na, oh, I tortang love masarap. Tortang talong.
Tortang talong.
Mas-strip ka, mas, so mas-strip mo yung tortang talong kasi sa
itlog,
pechay.
Pag may
itlog, oo. Ah, okay.
Sarap yun.
Masarap yun. Diba? Ididip mo muna sa itlog.
Sa gabi na ng ketchup.
Ako, oh, parang wala yata. Parang wala yata. Ayaw ko yata ng ano.
Ng talong?
I never actually liked it.
Oh, yeah. Wag no.
Subukan mo muna.
Subukan ko muna bago ako magsalita.
Si Before you know it, magsiswitch ka na.
Pero truth be told, medyo ayaw ko rin ng pechay. Because I don't eat vegetables.
So may pag-asa.
Ay, no.
Diba? No, I really love that inihaw na talong with bagoong and vinegar.
What's a jobo?
It's really good. Hmm?
What's a jobo?
Jobo?
It's a fruit?
Ah, yeah. Para siyang chesa, diba? Yung jobo. It's a very starchy
yes.
kind of fruit.
Jobo. Wow, it's been a while.
I know, me too.
Last
like, wow.
heard jobo.
Ayun, jobo siyang... daw, tapos tanduay ice na blue.
Jobo. Hindi, yun muna ng tanduay ice.
Oh, tanduay ice.
Yun muna.
Hindi, bakit yun muna?
Ha?
Eh, ganun din naman.
Tanduay, ano? Jobo?
Hindi, tanduay ice blue muna. Bago yung fruit.
Yung fruit na ano. Ano pinag-usapan natin.
Time
the
mo,
fruit in question.
Ano na left?
So, ano? Tanduay ice blue.
Tanduay ice blue. Blue.
Tapos.
Okay.
The fruit in ano. In
jobo. In,
yeah. Pwede yun eh.
Ayun.
Pwede yun. Oh. Kasi alam mo kung bakit dapat una yung ano. Kasi diba, iinom ka muna tsaka kakakain ng pulutan. Eh yung pulutan mo healthy, diba? Starchy fruit.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Yun, so best. That's what I'm saying. That's best.
I love it. Okay, all right. ABP
Golden Double Awards. Ano ba? Teka lang. Ito na. Wait, shh. Okay, go.
Okay. Janexy says, luncheon meat, ketchup, and soy sauce asaw-sawan.
Oh, okay. Weird yun. That's a little weird.
Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 weird food combos comes from Adonis Mabangis.
He says,
it's a weird food combo, but he has a feeling that this is something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Quesong puti on white pasta with white wine and white chocolate.
All of those I don't like.
Well, he's mistaken.
Malika.
You are gravely mistaken.
Malika.
But at least you tried. Really? You don't like quesong puti?
I don't like quesong
puti. I love quesong
You don't like carbonara?
Yes, but not. It's not my favorite.
You don't like white chocolate?
No, don't
she
like
doesn't
white
like
white wine?
White chocolate.
Don't like red wine, I love.
What about men?
Pwede!
Dinerecho
na yun, no? What about men?
Dinerecho talaga.
Pwede, magdi-deny pa ba ako?
May proof na naman.
Ay.
Hey, all right, so there you go. If you want to join us for the top 10 weird food combos, just tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to hashtag weird food combo and hashtag the morning rush.
All right. Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The final batch.
Right.
Right.
Here.
Wait. Here. Right now.
Yes.
Do top 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You sound like me when I'm doing the top. So that's how I sound like.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All
Wait
right.
a minute.
No. We're ready.
Hey, thank you to Gladys. My friend was saying, actually, bagoong is really good with balsamic vinegar. Lumalabas yung sweetness ng balsamic.
Really?
Kasi ako, yung the one that we know, yung old school, ano lang talaga when you're eating talong na inihaw. Regular bagoong and regular, like whatever vinegar you have.
Ever
like,
tried talong with mayonnaise?
No.
No, it doesn't work.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Talong and Nutella.
Nutella and banana.
Talong and peanut butter.
Talong and winding road.
Talong and lasting love.
Talong and lasting love.
Oh. Talong and lasting love. Hey, happy birthday to Paul C. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
All right. The top 10 weird food combos. Let's start it off with something from RJ Vicente.
Okay.
Manggang hilaw and ketchup.
Manggang hilaw and ketchup. You know, if ketchup wasn't sour, baka pwede.
Sour?
Sour.
Like, if ketchup has like sour.
Baka
pwede.
Yeah.
Catsup.
The salty part of ketchup might work, but the sour won't.
Okay. Duriana Jones says, naubusan kasi ako ng honey, so I made an M&M I made M&M's as a combo to my detox formula. Saluyot, banana blended with M&M.
That's a detox.
How is that detox? Wow. Stormtrooper Zero says, strawberry sinigang. I forgot where this was, pero meron talaga.
Oh, really? No, it could work. Eh. Kasi diba, remember like sinigang? You can use sinigang with sampalok. Mm. You can also use sinigang na guava. There's sinigang na kamyas. There's even sinigang na kalamansi. Anything sour. So if you have sour strawberry, siguro sweetish sour yung sinigang na yun. But I'd love to try that.
Son of a Panda says milk and bulalo.
Yuck.
Yeah, this is weird.
That won't work for me.
That is just weird.
I don't know about that. Milk and bulalo.
Uno Loco Poco says tuyo and vanilla flavored ice cream.
Pwede?
Mm-hmm.
Pwede?
I don't know. Eh.
Kasi super salty ang tuyo eh. That's why I love it.
Sabagay
again,
na.
Did you know that? Diba like, diba
salt
like,
and sugar?
No, diba I put bagoong with vinegar. I also love more than tuyo and kamatis, I like tuyo and vinegar. I soak it in vinegar to take away some of the salt.
Oh yeah, I like that.
It's
I
too
like,
salty.
I like
eh.
putting the tuyo in vinegar.
Vinegar, diba?
I really actually love vinegar. So.
Me too.
I am Janina says sinigang na baboy and then ketchup.
I've heard of people doing this. Hopefully it's the meat na pag kinakain mo na sa kanin tsaka mo lalagyan ng ketchup.
Yeah.
More than putting it dun sa soup because that's kind of gross.
All right. Ooh. Zach the official says a caramel sundae then put coffee mate on it or two.
Oh, that could work. Kasi di ba nga you put coffee mate in coffee, so I guess the caramelishness of it. Pwede.
You Stay Jazzy says, oh my God, you remember the Judge chewing gum?
Yeah.
You spearmint?
Yeah.
So they used to drop Judge chewing gum in our plastic bags filled with Fanta soda.
What?
How nostalgic, no? Pero parang spearmint in
you
your cola.
You put it in your drink?
Uh-uh.
What I love is, remember Coney Island, the bubble gum?
Yeah, the bubble
there
gum flavor.
There were actual
bubble gum bits.
Parang chiclet type of bubble gum.
Sarang.
I love that. I miss that. I'll turn into a child if you give me that now.
You already are a child.
No, tas di ba yung
I mean, not in age.
Tas di ba yung Coney Island pa? It had a certain texture pag hindi pa siya nagme-melt.
Yeah.
Medyo matigas siya than the regular ice cream.
Yung parang powdery na.
Yung parang medyo it's kind of tough na chewy yung actual ice cream. Oh my God.
I know. No, but the one in Green Hills before yung sa may corner.
Unimart.
Oh, oh.
Oh, I know.
Chan Chan says, Mang Tomas at Champorado.
Yuck. That is gross.
That is just
parang
weird.
Parang ganun na yun eh. Parang like, pig slop.
Super
kanin
Jelly
baboy.
Says, kanin at abs ni Piolo Pascual.
Ayun, pwede talaga.
Pero hindi weird yun.
Actually, any abs plus kanin. Diba kanin na lang ang kulang? What
abs ni Daniel Matsunaga, parang ganun.
Ay.
Yun. Kahit wala ng kanin.
Japanese
puro
food.
Puro ulam na lang para makarami.
Ay, nako.
It's me, Lob says, snow bear crushed in your mouth, then sabayan mo ng inom ng super cold Sprite or Sparkle or Mountain Dew.
What's snow bear?
Yung candy. Parang holes. Stork.
Ah, okay. Ay, grabe, intense yun.
Gusto ko yung ano eh. Hi to Rocco, who goes, weird food combo. Chico Garcia and Rocco Nasino.
Patay!
Pero,
curious ako dun.
Parang that's one food combo that he wants to try.
Parang curious ako dun, ha? Parang, alam mo, that's not so weird, ha? That is
Ay,
not
nako,
so weird.
Why am I not surprised?
Baka pwede yun, ha? I mean, I'm pretty curious kung how that will go. Oh.
Tonyo Marcopio says, this is weird, but it's the best na sausawan. Toyo, calamansi, ketchup, and hot sauce.
Yeah, I like that.
Pero
kasi, okay.
Separately kasi they're good.
Wait, toyamansi na lang. Oh. Let's call toyo and calamansi toyamansi.
Okay.
If you put ketchup, edi para siyang, the one I was telling you about, the certain chicken brand that
right.
you put, diba, toyo and hot sauce, and it can work eh.
Mm.
It can work.
I don't know. I just find it a little
especially
weird.
If you ano, isasasaw mo something fried like pork chop or fried chicken. Mm. Pwede.
All right. And it's me. Lob says sliced kamatis dip sa spicy vinegar with salt or with bagoong.
Well, that's a weird. That's regular.
I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, especially bagoong.
Well, like, I guess for a lot
like
of people,
like tomato and bagoong is very common.
I guess for a lot of people, it's kind of weird.
Anything fried, kunyari you have fried tilapia. It's excellent with tomato and bagoong.
All right,
but I'm very choosy with my bagoong.
Wait up.
There's a bagoong that's kind of like you feel itchy all over after you eat it.
But I like the sweet bagoong.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that?
Yeah. I like that. The sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
I want my bagoong spicy.
Okay. And I hate how it just sort of like scrolls down.
Really? Welcome to my life.
I don't know if this is an actual food type.
Yes. Let me be the judge of this.
Totsong bangos?
Ah. Meron.
Okay.
Yeah. Totsang? Totsang ba yun?
Hindi ko alam eh. Totsang or totsong?
Meron. Honest. I've heard of this. Parang, hindi yata totsong. Parang, basta, something. Yeah, I know this.
I don't know eh.
I know, pero meron. I know this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What are you saying?
Totsong. And the entry, the top entry for the, you know, top 10 weird food combos.
Yeah.
Comes from Tonyo Marcopio.
Tonyo Marcopio says,
pineapple in can.
Pineapple in can. Ay!
Totsong bangos. Good. Okay. And we're done. Goodbye.
Alam mo, nagpakahirap ka pa. Alam mo naman, alam mo pwede dun.
Ano?
Totong.
Ha?
Nakanin.
Eh, ba't ko papalitan yung entry niya? Entry niya.
Eh, pwede namang totong eh.
Bakit nahirap pwede? Ka pa, eh, hindi naman ganun ka weird yun eh. Pineapple in can. Tapos, totong na kanin. Paano naman naging
mas weird kaya yun.
Hindi ko alam.
Pineapple with...
Bakit ko pa... Why will I tamper his entry? With his entry.
Sinasabi ko lang. Pwede diba? Naman kasing totong.
Ayoko ng entry ta. Me, I am just a messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I only read the entries.
Oh, us. What's our entry? Ako, I'm sticking with that.
Ano?
Yung Chico Garcia with bro.
Talaga, hindi makaget over eh.
yun ang food combo.
Yun na lang yung sa akin.
Masarap yun. Promise.
I don't know. Hey, what's my weird food
combo? That's my... I'm sticking with that.
I'm very...
You're piggy.
Huh?
You're piggy.
I heard piggy.
Sobra to.
You little...
Sobra to. Piggy.
No, I'm... I don't know. I'm very... I stick to my comfort food.
Yeah.
I don't... Like, I love fried food.
Fried meat.
Yeah. Ayun, mga fried meat.
Diba? Like, so pork chop.
And then, well, sa bagay, I eat my steak with steak, garlic, fried garlic in melted butter, and then nor seasoning.
Eh, but that's normal. That's
it
yummy.
Is? No, it's really yummy.
Wala ka bang weird? Yung parang unlikely. Oh, but you're not experimental. You don't even like vegetables.
Exactly. I don't even eat vegetables. I find salads weird.
Yeah.
Why eat a salad when you can eat meat? Anyway, hey, what's up to Champ and Luigi? They're both tuned in.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, bud. All right. Hey, Alden Richards has an entry.
Oh, okay.
He goes, weird food combo, calamansi sa spaghetti and ketchup sa pansit.
Calamansi sa spaghetti. Okay, that's gross.
And ketchup sa pansit.
Ketchup sa pansit.
Yeah.
I've heard of this. I don't know why you would put ketchup in pansit. Para mong spaghetti yung pansit.
Actually.
Di ba? Kasi like,
tapos
like,
yung spaghetti naman, ginawa mong pansit.
Yung spaghetti naman, ginawa mong pansit. Oo.
Tapos yung pansit, ginawa mong spaghetti.
Pansit. Nalito na
yun. All right, yeah. We gotta go.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, everybody. Live Wire is coming up next. Robles and Fran. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
we'll see
guys.
You guys tomorrow.
Thank you.